Happy that you're back here in the Dig, the Texans Digital Studio. Drew, John, and let's see, we put him in the Ring of Honor. And then last year, before we did that, Andre Johnson did a darn good job picking Zach Cunningham
at
the draft.
Yes, that's right.
So let's go back to the well. Let's get Dre to do it again. Cool with
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I'm cool with that. Will he wear the jacket, though? If he wears the jacket, I'm cool with it.
I don't think – well, I don't, let's just find out. This is what happened on day three here in Houston.
We're going to get the pick. It's going to be Andre Johnson at the Houston Texans Team Club, the Boys and Girls Club in Houston.
With the 103rd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Kiki Kuti, wide receiver, Texas Tech.
We feel like he poses and adds a complementary dimension to our offense because he could be an inside receiver who has explosiveness.
Kiki Kuti, an 80-yard touchdown catch.
With the 177th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Duke Ejiofor.
His hand skills, his ability to win at the line of scrimmage in combat could give him a chance to be a legitimate pass rusher.
And with the 211th pick in the NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jordan Thomas, tight end from Mississippi State.
Jordan Thomas, the second tight end taken by the Texans.
It'd be very intriguing because he's massive.
And with the 214th pick in the NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select
Peter Kalambaye, linebacker out of Stanford.
You see the physical attributes. He is twitchy. He is explosive.
You do see the flashes. You see the body frame. You see the consistent production.
Look, our goal is to be number one in everything, to be the best rated defense, to be the best rated offense. Like, that's what we aspire to be. Whether we accomplish that or not, we work towards that goal. So that's what I'm pursuing.
Say it with me now. Kiki Kuti. Cool name.
Simple.
And an even cooler background. Man, this guy is a player out of Texas Tech.
Yep.
You and I know some folks out there, and they talk about his toughness, but you also see the playmaking ability. This guy is awesome. I can't wait.
You know, when you talk about a playmaker, a lot of times you talk about his explosiveness, how quick he is, in and out of his breaks. Man, he makes big plays. You know, one thing that really stood out to me watching Kiki was his hands. He catches the ball away from his body. He doesn't double catch things. And for a guy that runs slot receiver routes for the most part, you can't double catch. You got to catch the ball clean and go. But the other thing I love about Kiki was when he would go in the slot, it wasn't just slot receiver routes. He went deep a lot of times.
Yeah.
And you don't see that a lot from slot receivers.
He averaged 15.4 yards a catch.
I know.
Which proves what you're talking about.
Exactly. You know? And he would do a lot of that from the slot. He's going to find a way to impact this offense 2018.
So that was the first pick of the fourth round for the Texans. And then in the sixth, they have to wait because they didn't have a five. In the sixth, they're three picks. They bookend that six with a couple guys that you think are going to help in the pass rush, don't you?
Yeah, Peter Kalambaye and Duke Ejiofor from A-Leaf. A-Leaf Taylor, A-Leaf represent, yo. Bringing in two guys on the edge. We talked about that a lot, about bringing in pass rushers. And I think you getting a guy like Duke Ejiofor in the sixth round, my goodness. And Peter Kalambaye, I did a scouting report on him 2 years ago thinking that he might be an early entry into the NFL. So you get them, and then you get a guy that played wide receiver who's going to end up moving to tight end. But he played wide receiver at 280 pounds.
Jordan Thomas. Say that again. He played wide receiver at?
280 pounds.
That's a big, big guy.
Yeah. That's moving down to tight end.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. And I remember watching him at Mississippi State thinking, that guy's going to be a tight end in the league. I wonder where he'll go. Well, he's coming to Houston.
Maybe one of the most nimble 280-pounders you've ever seen, right?
Absolutely. I saw him run a 15-yard dig route like a champ.
Yeah.
Like a 210-pound guy. Catches the ball. Difficult to tackle after the catch. Really excited about what he can do as a tight end. So that covered our sixth round.
And then you wrap things up in the seventh. You pick up a cornerback. The old adage, you can never have too many cornerbacks in the draft, right?
Jermaine Kelly Jr. may be the most excited player I've ever talked to after a draft. He was so pumped to be on the same team with J.J. Watt. Loves playing Madden. It's fantastic to watch the excitement he has for the game of football.
You have some excitement for the game of football, and that's good. That's why you're here. And that's why you're watching, because we want to talk to you about football. But before we do, we've got to go to break. But after the break, we're talking with Deshaun Watson one-on-one. We're going back to Philly. Don't you move a muscle.